Tonight, our chairman and speaker is Josh O. from San Diego.
My name is Josh. I'm an alcoholic.
And I did not write my name down and give them my sobriety date to speak. You know, welcome to the newcomers. Welcome to the ones who took tokens. It gives me hope. Alcoholics Anonymous, for me, was the last stop on the block. Alcoholics Anonymous was the only place that did not refer me somewhere. I came to Alcoholics Anonymous this time, you know, broken down, beat down spiritually and mentally. I could go on a little bit more physically. You know, I was in and out of Alcoholics Anonymous numerous times. I'd come into Alcoholics Anonymous and get out of trouble with the parole officer or anything like that. And then I'd get better. Due to my untreated alcoholism, I would always drink. You know, so I came in this time, got a sponsor, worked steps, and, you know, my life changed. My life absolutely changed. I did not believe in this program. I really didn't think it would work. I'd given up on myself. I absolutely did not believe that over a period of time I would be able to stay sober. I did not believe I'd be able to have any fun, nor have any friends or anything like that. I'm shaking. I never thought I was going to do something like this, especially with a whole bunch of people in here, you know. It's, you know, I really don't like to do stuff like this. I just got asked, and it's from some for Alcoholics Anonymous, so I felt, you know, that I needed to. This place, like I said, it's absolutely changed my life. I have some people in here that are near and dear to me. The only person who's ever relapsed more than me is probably Larry. I've been to every single program in San Diego through parole, like, you know, twice. It was not until this time where I was beat down enough, finally, to just say, okay, you know, I'll do it. I'll do whatever. No contempt or nothing. I wrote everything down. I told them all the weirdo stuff I did. I also shot methamphetamine, so I told them a lot of weirdo stuff, you know. You know, and my life changed. My life absolutely changed. I have, you know, I don't really have much. You know, I live in a rehab and I work in a rehab. I would not change the way I feel about myself right now for any amount of money in the world. I can look people in the eye today. You know, I got, you know, the dignity and respect. I mean, sure, yeah, I want all those material things, but my whole purpose in life is to not drink again. You know, and the steps have given me the ability to live sober with my head, because my head is still, like, way out there. You know what I mean? And I don't run from things anymore today. You know, I try to face them head on with God, with members of this program, and speaking of members of this program, there's guys in here who helped me out. I mean, countless times I'd come back in, you know, and then they'd help me out. And I'd sit here and get well, you know, and then don't work any steps. You know, if you're new here, newer than I am, you will drink again if you do not work these steps. It's a guarantee that you will drink again. And I say that because I know I did it like 5, 6, you know, 700 times. you will, you know, and just, you know, whatever the magic is with it, you know, I have no idea, but it gives me the opportunity to be a friend to people, to be a member of my family. Alcohol did not work for me. You know, I loved it. I got 5 DUIs. I almost killed somebody in a car accident, and got sent away for a while for that one. And I got back out, and I would still drink. You know, and so with all that said, you know, I'm truly, truly grateful to be here. I don't ever want to do it again. I do not want to ever have to wake up the next day with that I gotta have a drink. I gotta have a drink. I gotta have a drink. Alcohol enslaved every part of my life. It ruled every single aspect of my life. I came into Alcoholics Anonymous and I thought that I was just tough, you know, tough guy because I got beat up all the time. You know what I mean? I wasn't worried about any of that. I did a four-step and realized, you know, what a mess I really had. You know what I mean? I was afraid of everything. I was, you know, I'd run from everything, every possible thing, and I didn't know that. You know, I thought I was like this tough guy, and then, you know, I ran from, you know, I didn't know how to, I grew up in the last 2 years. I've actually grown up and become a man. You know, I pay bills now. I didn't go, like, my dad would be all, get a job, and I'd be like, oh, you know, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't put anything together for long enough to have, you know, to have a job, and then nobody would want me around anyway once I started drinking. Anyway, truly an honor, Larry. Thank you so much. Larry will be a newcomer again in a week or so. And, probably tomorrow after the Giants lose. No, but I want to thank all you guys that came out. You know, I'd like to thank all you guys came out to see me. There's a lot of people here. You know, Alcoholics Anonymous, like I said, Alcoholics Anonymous is, you know, if you're an alcoholic like me, it's the steps are the only answer. Meetings are cool, but the steps will keep you clean. Thanks.
Thank you very much.